Welcome to It's a Single Mom Thing, the show for single moms by single moms. This is Sherry, your host, and I am happy you are here today. Remember, it's a single mom thing,
so to be clear,
and not
this
the
is
single
not an
thing
episode
that about
you.
Placing all bets on black, stretching your bank account beyond your belief, nor disregarding all the rules in pursuit of your passion, only to get some relief. Just want to put that out there from the get-go in case you thought this was that kind of episode. Today, we are going to get raw and real, exploring this thing called brokenness and why it seems we all have it. No matter the size of our ego, bank accounts, or caste system you live in. Ooh, that's a little broke humor for you there. So, if you've been vibing with me for the last couple months, have you noticed we have referred to the word broke or brokenness? Whether we were talking about dating, ourselves, or the world around us. Have you, like me, thought, well, what exactly does that mean? And honestly, why should I care? You probably think, it's one of those Christianese words that people or my pastor talk about all the time. I usually just nod my head with a yeah, pretending I understand as I have no clue really what they are talking about. Kind of like when the pastor says, now flip in your Bible to Romans 3:23, and you nod your head pretending like you got this, when really you have no clue where in the Bible that book is. Because you haven't taken the time to learn where the different books are in the Bible? And you are too lazy to buy those tabby things for your big old honkin' study Bible. You know, so you can flip through the book like a Bible thumping boss. Oh, bless your sweetheart. You're broke. So my guess is that you really have no clue, like me, what exactly is being put down. Because listen, if we truly understood the term brokenness, we would be quick to put some things down going for broke. Welcome to another episode of It's a Single Mom Thing. It's a Christian thing, or is it? So hopefully I have made it clear that this is not a financial seminar on financial peace, getting out of credit card debt. However, and this is a big however transition word. However, oddly enough, we are going to talk about getting some debt relief, finding peace, and simply being broke. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, like, how on this side of heaven does that happen? Oh, I know this must be a Christian thing that all those holy rollers got going on because they are holier than me. They go to church and all the time and they have their happy wife and happy life. Or is it? Because listen, my bank account tells me all the time that I am broke. I don't even get me some child support. And as far as my dating life, you can look at the trail of tears of all the people behind me that I dated that broke me. So listen, podcast lady, I'm not really sure what you're going to tell me that I already don't know. And to be fair, that is an accurate statement if that's all you've ever been told and the lens which you were taught to focus with. But did you know that we are all broke? Married or divorced, believer or unbeliever, 3 kids, no kids, don't see your kids. 8 figures, 10 figures, never could get your account to figure that out. Pastor, imprisoned, prisoner of war. Male, female, they or them. We all got this going on. It makes no difference what century you were born or even what country you were born in. You're broke. It's not a Christian thing. It's a we thing. So let's flip to that verse that we couldn't find. Romans 3:23, and I quote, for all, and that means, in case you didn't know, all means all, have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. Listen, y'all, even Mother Teresa, if you know who she was broke. If you don't know who she was, you need to look a sister up. But listen, this isn't a podcast to keep some people down, nor highlight anything you might think you're missing. For those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Psalms 34:10. This is a podcast to restore what the locust has stolen, getting your groove back. Broke. So to be clear, The word, much like the word love that is thrown around a lot, so too is the word brokenness. And I think it is a wee bit misunderstood, and it most certainly is a weapon that the enemy likes to use to keep us down. Oh, but not today. So if you're listening, say amen. We are about to go a little deep here for a second and go old school, back in the day, to the beginning. So when things went left right from the get-go in the Garden of Eden, you know, when Adam and Eve ate of the forbidden fruit, Christian or not, you probably heard that that is when sin came into the world. As descendants of Adam and Eve, well, we kind of all got this great inheritance. Thus, the verse we read earlier in Romans 3:23. In looking up on good old Google more on sin, I found this on BibleStudies.com, and it says, and I quote, Genesis and Romans, those are the two books in the Bible, teach that Adam and Eve did not sin for themselves alone, but from their privileged position as the first originally sinless couple, act as representatives for the human race. Since then, sin, sinfulness, and the consequences of sin have marred all. Every child of Adam enters a race marked by sin, condemnation, and death. Romans 5:12-21. These traits become theirs both by heritage and as they grow into accountability, by personal choice, as Cain's slaughter of Abel quickly shows. Now, if you don't know that story, you need to go look that up in the book of Genesis. Further, I quote, sin includes a failure to do what is right, but sin also offends people. It is violence and lovelessness towards other people, and ultimately rebellion against God. Further, the Bible teaches that sin involves a condition in which the heart is corrupted and inclined toward evil. Sin, in short, as we've discussed in other podcast episodes, is simply missing the mark, meaning missing the mark of God's original design when we became separated from Him. And listen, y'all, your kids got it too. Just raise a terrible two and you know what I'm talking about. As believers, however, you know and believe that our sin debt was paid on the cross by the blood of Jesus. We call that grace, the gift that we so welcomes you, if you welcome Him into your heart. We prayed that salvation prayer last week at the end of last week's podcast on Peace Out of Pieces, if you remember. You, my peeps, are now called a saint. I know, it's kind of hard to believe, but you is, like me, a saint who may sin. However, Jesus is still working on that. And not a sinner trying to be a saint. Did you catch what I was putting down? What happens as a result of sin is the runway I am landing this plane on, and that is brokenness. And it looks like shame, guilt, anger, depression, despair, pride, unworthiness, lack, insufficiency, self-sufficiency. Don't deal with the sin. The brokenness can lead to emotions or different ways we go about on our own to reconcile the act of sin instead of going first to the one who already acted on our behalf, reconciling the sin. Did you catch that? You see, I'll give you an example from my own life, and this is the area that the Lord is working on in me. You see, if you haven't figured it out, I'm kind of a jokester. I like to laugh and make people laugh. But sometimes, if I'm honest, sad to say, my sailor side comes out. And I say things in a way that a sailor does, but a saint shouldn't. Just saying. If you know me, you know my heart is in the right place. But as someone who writes a podcast to encourage others, helps others in the hurt, or even leads people to the Lord, yeah, really? I should be minding my P's and Q's a little better. As a result of sin, which leads to brokenness, I could really beat myself up in my head. Like, there you go running your mouth again. Do you know what that person now thinks of you? I told you children are to be seen, not heard. You call yourself a Christian? Oh, God's going to get you this time, girl. This can then lead to me isolating myself from people and opportunities to preach and teach. I mean, I can go on and on breaking myself apart instead of letting the Lord break that spirit, much like a wild horse, by giving it to Him quickly. Listen, y'all, we should be like, spot it, got it, giving it to him. That's how we should be walking out our faith.
Instead of letting the enemy have us trip and fall, staying stuck in the feelings of brokenness.
So I'm about to tell you something important. So listen up. You see, when I am quick to realize that I just sinned, I can repent. I mean, turn in the other direction rather than a destructive road that I'm headed on, a victim and a martyrdom, and give it to him. See, and then he can help me recover quickly by focusing on him and move back to his original design for my life. Now, there may be some course correction or discipline I might have to suck up buttercup for the act of sin I committed, but I don't need to beat myself a dead horse either over and over and over with some brokenness. So listen, I'm going to place in the description notes a link to a diagram that best shows this. So if you're a visual person much like I am, this may make a little more sense. But for right now, do you see maybe with something in your area of life or your own sin that has led you astray in some shame and blame maybe? Whether you're blaming yourself, someone else, or maybe even God. It's where the enemy gets us and has gotten us all sidetracked, derailed in our emotions, actions, and even more sin. Totally forgetting. Oh yeah, Jesus nailed that to the cross. Oh yeah, Jesus knew that I would do that. He paid that debt in full. I'm not broke. On the contrary, I am free. Like, listen, y'all, this is where Jesus set us free. He knows your sin today, tomorrow, in the next minute, and he already paid that debt off. Do we believe who the Son sets free is free indeed? It's in John 18:36. Or are we still going to try to fake it till we make it? Now, who do you think wants us to forget that and tie on a lie around our neck like a really tight tie of some brokenness? The longer we stay in brokenness, the longer we are ineffective to, let's say, talk to the single parent behind you, pray for your ex, pray at the dinner table with your kids, teach your kids how to forgive, or write a podcast on going for broke. You see, the quicker you and I give that sin to the Lord, the quicker he gets you and I back on the path to your purpose, to the purpose he has for you, setting you and others free from the thoughts that have held us captive, even in your single situation. Living a life going for broke. He's broke those chains, so why do we live like we are still chained up? No matter the single situation, as I like to call it, if you are his, you are free to roam about the country and not stay stuck in the mud. Free at last. As I close, ask yourself, what would this world look like if people knew that they could be freed from their brokenness? No matter the country they live in that perhaps isn't free, what would your very own small world around you look like if you lived like you were free? Would there be more joy in your journey right now? When you screwed up, would you give yourself a mulligan, dropping the ball and taking another swing from where you stand? How effective would you be for Christ to be used if we lived more like saints who, let's be honest with ourselves, will sin instead of viewing ourselves as sinners trying to be saints? How can you be something that you're not as a Christian? But there is somebody that still wants you to think that you are stuck in some sin. If you are his, you are a saint and no longer bound to brokenness. You can go for broke. Not sure what we really just talked about, but you are curious and intrigued, wanting to know more? Call us at 855-822-PRAY. Do you live in the Tampa Bay area? Then come join us and other Single Mama Saints at our next It's a Single Mom Thing support class and group, supporting each other in our shared single situations. For more inspiration and information, visit shepherdsvillage.com/classes. Do you or someone you know like to dink around on the pickleball court? Join us for our first ever West Shore Services Florida HVAC Raise and Rally say that three times real fast,
benefiting Shepherd's Village and single moms like you. For event and ticket information, visit shepherdsvillage.com/pickleball. Have a wonderful week, and remember, it's a single mom thing and not the single thing that stops you. Thanks for listening to It's a Single Mom Thing. I hope you enjoyed our time together. If you have more questions on how to have a relationship with Jesus or need prayer, visit us at www.shepherdsvillage.com/prayer. For more information and resources, check out our show notes.